At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Amen. He's being tempted by Satan.
Thank you. Lord, it is our prayer that you would keep growing us. Grow us, great God, into your likeness. Grow us for the challenge of this present hour. Grow us for the pleasure of your goodwill. To that end, we listen to you now all the more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Royful, I know last week was special for you since you turned 90. To God be the glory. God bless you. Well, today has been quite a day with us. Oh, my God, my God, my God. To God be the glory. I want to say, I want to share what I said to Dr. Ames earlier in the service. I said to her, I'm through. And the next thing I said to her was, I need counseling. I am blessed to the bone. And humbled to be here serving in Jesus' name. What God has been up to has been only as he could have imagined. And as we are faithful to follow him, we don't know where he will lead. But thank you, everybody, for everything. And to find out that Bibles and the circus I said it doesn't get much better than that, then I turned around and the Garden of Prayer was presented to me. But thank you, everyone, for your kindness, for your prayers, for your support. And I want to thank God for my mother who's with me today. I want her to stand. Stand up, mother. She's back there. I want her to stand. I was raised with the Bible. I was raised to fear God and to love him. And I was raised to approach everyone the same way. That was a value in our house. And I thank God that she's here today. Well, in so many ways, the word of the Lord has gone forth. These Cush students, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. David and Christina. So I'm just going to make a few comments, I think. From Mark chapter 1, we were there last week and we were there on Ash Wednesday. Mark chapter 1. Verse 10, as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once, the Spirit sent him out into the desert, or the wilderness, and he was in the desert, the wilderness, 40 days, being tempted, tested by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God. I want to make some comments around worship in the wilderness. Worship in the wilderness. It is easy to worship when you can pick your place. It is easy to follow God. It is easy to yield to Christ when you're being led in a direction you had hoped to go in. You know what I mean? It is easy to say, "Yes, Lord," when on the other side of your yes, you can see that there's nothing but more good news. It is much more difficult to bless the Lord at all times when there isn't good news around you. It is more difficult to say yes to God when you are in surroundings that appear to not have been designed for you at all. This wilderness that Jesus found himself in, all because he was, as you saw the clip, shoved by God. He didn't ask to go. He didn't lean to go. The only thing we know is he didn't drag his feet when he was being shoved. That is to say, he did not object in being there. We don't know how he knew time was up to leave. We don't know that. We just know that he was there. Well, Jesus was not the only person who experienced what it means to be in a place that wasn't designed for him. You notice how in the text, only in Mark, does it indicate that he was with the wild animals. Oh, my Lord. It doesn't say that the wild animals were contained. It doesn't say that anyone else was there to control the wild animals. How would you feel being with, or as one translator says, among the wild beasts? And there's no one there to bring them in. No one there to keep them out of your space. Oh, my God. And you don't have any human support yourself. Clearly, you are not in a space designed for you. But do you remember the story of Noah? If you remember the story of Noah, Noah's obedience to God took him to a situation that was designed not for his own species. You know the ark. Noah is asked to build an ark and get two animals of every kind. The animals are the majority, make up the majority of the company in the ark. Oh my God. Noah and his immediate family are the only humans in the ark. The Bible says that the Lord shut them in. Oh my God. The Lord shut them in, and the rain began to fall, and they were on waters that were designed for another species. The deep isn't designed for people. An ocean deep isn't designed for people. When God created the world, when God created all of the animals and God created human beings, God didn't place human beings in the water. Y'all won't help me. Am I right about it? Human beings didn't end up in the water, no. Human beings were on the land. So how is it that God has Noah in an ark navigating a water, a situation that isn't designed for him at all? Plus, he's riding with, I started to say folks, he's riding with a species not his own. Now, I don't mean any harm, but I don't know that Noah was Dr. Doolittle. I don't know that he was Dr. Doolittle. What am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say here is that the key to transformation, the key to surviving a situation not designed for you, whether it's a wilderness with bush, with trees, or a wilderness with water, or however you think of it, the key to surviving it is to yield to God. Surrender is the first aspect of worship. Oh my God. We are not simply experiencing worship because we sang a song. Oh, help me, somebody. We're not just in worship because we read the scripture or because we had a responsive reading or because I lift my hands. But we begin to worship when we surrender and say yes to God. When we say yes to the fact that God has created us and God is bigger than all of us and God is bigger than our immediate worlds. When we yield to the fact that I don't know what may be going on, but I know that God's got everything just because he's God by definition. Worship begins. You know, a few minutes ago, oh my Lord, I felt I felt the presence of God. No one had stood up. No one stood up and said, lift your hands. No one stood up and said, cry. No one stood up and said, tell God thank you in your heart. But the presence of God came in the room, and we began to yield in our own ways. When we yield in the heart, something within us is bowing down and saying, he's holy and he is God. It is in the wilderness when we are not around what looks like us that we are frequently likely to see God. Now, you notice how I said a moment ago about these beasts, and I'm done. It's just comments. You notice how the beasts are there these 40 days. It doesn't say that the beasts left before Jesus did. But you notice how there's no bite. Doesn't say that Jesus gets into any conflict with the beasts. He's not like David. You remember how David had an exchange with the wild beast? You remember that? How he went to Saul and he was recommending himself to face Goliath and presented his resume and indicated that he had fought, right? He had fought off the lion and fought off the bear. Y'all don't hear me. How is it that Jesus could coexist, commingle with the wild, and not come out with a scratch? Let me suggest to you, I may be wrong. I admit that. Let me suggest to you, of course, the word wilderness, in addition to being an uncultivated place, an uncultivated region, it was a place that people didn't live. Are you ready? But it was a place where cattle was driven. And there in the wilderness, cattle could find pasture. Cattle could find pasture in the wilderness, but also cattle could be tended to. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. You know the word sanctuary? A sanctuary. This space is referred to as a sanctuary. And we think of a sanctuary as a place where we worship God and reverence the divine, where we recall the mercies of God, the steadfast love of God. But the word sanctuary is also a place. Oh, my God. The word sanctuary is also used in reference to a place where animals can go when they are in danger, have been wounded. Y'all don't hear me. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that there in the wilderness, the surrender not only of Jesus, but the surrender of the animals, oh my God, yielded a transformation. God will take our wilderness and make of it a sanctuary. so that God is able to minister to the places in us that have been cut and broken and wounded so that we can no longer be with our own. There are some times when it is too dangerous to stay in the company you've been in. Oh. But out of the mercy of God, God will allow us to get distance and send us to a place of refuge. Place of sanctuary. In that place of sanctuary, the wolf can dwell with the lamb. In that place of sanctuary, no matter what your wilderness looks like, doesn't matter what your wilderness looks like, but in your wilderness, if you, if I, if we as a church, when we are in situations we cannot figure out, are unable to discern and wonder if this agrees with our DNA as a believer, if we could just surrender and trust God, God would turn what is uncultivated into what feeds us. God would give us pastures, safety, safety, where we are free. If you haven't already, the moment will come when you will be in a wilderness where no one can keep you but Jesus. You may be worn, but you won't leave with a chunk taken out of you. Oh my God. You may be worn. But as you are there, just remember that God can cause those with an appetite to start playing around you. God can cause those with appetites to be ministered to themselves, because those that bite already have been bitten, and they are in as much care, in much need of care, as are we. So it was. The day eventually came, years later, when Jesus, the Lamb of God, died outside of the city limits, died and shed blood, beaten like an animal to tame the wild thing of sin in all of us, to break the appetite of sin, to cleanse us, save us, and heal us from the inside. And if only we would surrender to him, our wilderness would become a sanctuary. Yeah. If you're here today, I want you to stand. And you need to surrender to Christ. I want to invite you, wherever you are, to come. Will everyone please stand? If you're able to stand, please stand. If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ, say yes today. You will not survive and not thrive in a wilderness without him. But with him, you can go through anything. With him, you can go through anything. He will make your life brand new. You may be here and you're looking for a church home. If that's you, we invite you to come. The doors of the church are open. Are you here? Are you here? Come on and yield to Christ. Surrender to him today. Don't wait another moment. Don't wait another moment. Come on and say yes to him. It doesn't matter how strong your mind is or how strong your will is. There is something that can break you down. Only God. Only God can keep your mind. Only God can keep you. Only Jesus Christ can make the difference in your life. He turns lives right side up. Someone, maybe there's someone else in the balcony. He says, this is my day to yield to Jesus Christ. I'm surrounded by the wild thing. I need Jesus Christ. Are you here?